team. Here we go again with the nonsense, bro. I keep trying to get everybody to understand what we're doing here. Roman Reigns and The Rock is not forming a faction. The Rock realized that he fell in fucking line. He joined the bloodline. Championship ringside is back again. Blizzard Blaze here, getting tired of this Rock nonsense. Alongside
King, so The Rock and Roman Reigns, not the new two-man power trip.
No, man, because what we doing that's giving too much shine on The Rock. I mean, even though Roman Reigns barely show up, he show up more than The Rock. So
right.
The Rock just joined the bloodline, my book, man. Two-man power trip. I'm about to say two-man power trip these nuts, but I don't know if you can say that these days. And it that's real sus too, so yeah.
And then with all the Vince McMahon shit going on.
Yeah, it came across real horrible, but still and all.
Just keep it to yourself, my brother.
Yeah. I didn't officially say it, so.
I mean, I think it's funny, but you know, we have a very cynical sense of humor, you know?
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, so pretty much that's the word around the street is The Rock is going against, The Rock is turning heel, Hollywood Rock. If we get in the concert out of him, we might listen.
Hey, all right. Will we get Roman with the guitar singing too? Or he do like some background singing?
So you saying both of them with the guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, we talking epic shit here.
Like I'm trying to think of a song that they could sing where they going back and forth. I don't know.
The Rock made the other shit up off top of his head, so I don't know.
Maybe they sing us and R. Kelly, same girl.
I don't know. Well, they got. I guess they got to do it in Detroit so they can make fun of their basketball team.
Yeah.
So word on the street is them two supposed to team up and go against Cody and Seth.
Why?
So I think it don't make no sense. I think it makes sense for Cody to call his brother and make it like everything makes sense right after that. Like, what's Seth doing? Seth was just on the stage looking stupid and jumping the mix. Like, he just like him and his wife do the same nonsense. They just jump in the mix, and next thing you know, they're like, oh, let's put him in a match.
Everybody want to mention my father, but ain't nobody ever. Everybody must have forgot that I have a brother.
Next thing you know, that shit turned gold. Yeah. Fucking gold glitter drop everywhere. Man, the crowd gonna go fucking nuts, man. Yeah. You know The Rock, he gonna for some reason, you know, The Rock still a 90s wrestler, so he gonna act like this something crazy. He was like,
eyes gonna get big.
who approved this? Who approved this? You know, like, it's just gold dust. You don't gotta do all that Rock, like.
Roman gonna be like, where this fan come from?
For real, like, what's Seth Rollins doing? Like, Seth should be like, I don't got nothing to do with this. Like, I just wanted a good match at WrestleMania. But if you're gonna do all this with, you know, with The Rock, I'm like, I'm gonna chill in the back, you know. I'm still hurting.
What I'm cool with this is if they had a tag match, The Rock and Roman, like if they have it at night one. The Rock and Roman gotta win. Like, Roman gotta look as strong as possible going against Cody. So, like, they win and they have the champions defending their titles the next night. Cause they gonna need some good match. Like, night two, the last couple years, always been the week of night. So, we could get a Seth Rollins match and Roman versus Cody on the same card. Like, I do feel like Seth needs to drop the belt to Drew McIntyre. So maybe they tell that story of Rock and Roman really fuck him up that night before, and then Drew just pick up pieces like Hustle Man.
You see what I'm saying? Seth, like, even after night one of Seth in the tag match, like, at night two, he ain't even part of nothing. He's in a regular, regular match.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, he, like, set it up on Raw. I don't know how long Goldust or Dustin Rhodes, however you going to wrestle. You just need to be like, hey, Seth. You're like, look, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you doing all that, cutting promos. But look, they talk about my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about my pa. So I'm going to call my people, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, blood versus blood, you know what I'm saying? Like, he called his cousin, so I'm going to call my brother, and we're going to do it. And the crowd going to go crazy. Next, you know, Goldust drop. Goldust main event WrestleMania. And that's another person who did it before CM Punk.
This wrestling, bro. So he could just make just get a random wrestler and say it's a family member. He could do like Devon Eric did.
Fucking Braun Strowman show up. Yeah, you didn't know this, did you?
Like Braun, this is my cousin Rocky Rose. I don't know, some shit like that. And be like, yeah, we gonna finish our story after you get these hands or some shit like that.
Fucking Jey Uso show up like, wait, hold up. So if he your cousin and you his cousin, so are we off? Are we off? Like, we all family?
Plot twist.
Oh, man.
Fucking Jay Cargill come out.
Like, so how far does Anna Oi shit go? Like, feel like we done crept over to a different side now. But yeah, that's pretty much my opinion of what's going on. Outside of that, Elimination Chamber still cooking. We don't know what's gonna happen because, you know, we recording on Thursday and all that other shit. But, you know, that's all I got on that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for Hollywood Rock. I mean, I like this build up, so fuck it, whatever. As long as they don't fuck it up.
If I don't like Seth Rollins, that's all. I like Seth Rollins as a wrestler, but I don't like him in this storyline. I'd rather him, and this the shit that makes it feel like a secondary title. Like, he should have made a press conference and just say, I'm just out here to say fuck y'all. Like, if you don't care about my title, I'm gonna build my own shit, and then just constantly build promos and build up his title match, you know. But now he playing second fiddle. Course he gonna face the winner at Elimination Chamber, but if him and that tag match just seem clown in the army meme, you know.
And stop having Roman come out and shit on the man title. But I mean,
that's what I'm saying, get him out the fucking picture, man. Like, Roman could do that to Goldust. Nobody mad if you do that to Goldust.
But to be fair, that's in Roman's character to downplay every fucking body. So of course he gonna think Seth's championship is the lower level championship because it's not the championship he has.
That's cool. Seth being on stage and shit is just like now it seems like, okay, you know, just get out the way. Get out the way. Like, hey, I'm still healing back from my injury, whoop the whoop, you know, but I take down any one of these bitches. You heard me? Like, who? Bobby, who? I whoop him. I ran through everybody. I've been doing it week to week. Unlike this ponytail bitch over here, you know, even though he wear a ponytail too. So, you know, but you get what I'm saying, you know, like that. But now he looking secondary to me, man. Somebody call Goldust. God damn it.
Yeah.
Make this make sense. Or somebody Google one of his cousins or something like that.
Give Braun Strowman some blind help.
Something, you know. But nah, I think that would be dope if Goldust was instead of Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's it. Y'all know something. It's stuff still cooking on wrestling. Wrestling's wrestling. Y'all know what it is. We already here. We here. This championship ringside wrestling. Come on, son.
All right. So I'm up.
Let's go. All
right. So I came up with some trivia questions because last week, the other day was Mardi Gras, and I sat in my car for like maybe 8 hours, and I just said, fuck it, why not? Came up with a whole bunch of trivia questions. Now, this is all made up from shit I just thought about. Try to test Blizzy Blaze knowledge, see if you're on the same level as me.
I'm a wrestling guru, man. Let's do this.
We about to put it to the test, my brother.
Let's do this, man.
All right, question number one. Who was The Undertaker's first WrestleMania victim?
I want to say, man, I ain't going to lie. The first one I saw was Giant Gonzalez, but if I'm going by the highlights, I think it was Jimmy Snuka.
Correct. Jimmy Snuka. Bang, bang. Ain't one for one so far.
You should have asked me how his ass, which one he should have lost. 25.
Oh, why would I?
Nah, I ain't gonna dwell on it. That's why he lost at 30 though. Vince knew he fucked up.
Oh man.
Yeah. Vince looked at that match like fuck.
You know what, pal?
You know what?
And I lost
Sean. Yeah. You got him next year. Sean, like, I won't retire. Fuck. All right, Hunter, you up. Yeah, I don't wanna do it. When DX became some hoes, man.
Having to break in the rules, bro.
I know who bought it. I know who will take the bribe. I know who will do it.
If I got a ton of extra pounds.
Let me send a text to this chick real quick. Tell him what, send him his address.
Dude, you know what? I don't make light of the situation. But I read the report, and they had, like, at least 5 or 6 times in the report, and he called her bitch. So, like, either Vince McMahon or Brock Lesnar kept calling the chick bitch. Like, hey.
I don't know, man. I didn't read too deep in it, so forgive me for whoever, somehow, somewhere, somebody might see this, but forgive me, but I felt like Brock Lesnar took a bribe. That's the cop taking $20 to me.
So,
I don't know details though. Like, if it's beyond,
don't come to us for details.
If it's beyond that, if he put in a Kimura lock or something like that, then whoa, okay, we crossed the line, buddy.
But once I found out about the sex toys named after the wrestlers, I'm like, you know what?
Legendary. I'm like, whoa, man, that's a character, boy. That's a character.
Here comes
the
Ultimate Warrior. You know.
Oh. I'm gonna bring out Andre the Giant.
They do the theme music too.
Tell you what, we have a match. We got Vader versus Ultimate Warrior. Oh man.
Bouncing on the bed.
That probably was the most traumatizing part. She probably don't watch. She don't watch wrestling, especially no throw. Could you imagine her Instagram feed and she swipe up and hear one of the names of the toys? Okay. Look, that's fucked up. I look. Condolences, and we sympathize for your situation. But this is all jokes. Like, could you imagine? You know, be on Instagram, you swiping through the reels. And they show it like, what if he had a toy called Stone Cold Steve Austin? And like, just dropped it. Like, oh shit.
Stone Cold Stunner.
Hey. Okay. Sorry.
Are you ready for this mud hole? And walk it dry.
Sorry. Seriously. Like, we're not sensitive to the case, but.
That's perfect segue, my brother. He's so great at this podcasting because my second question is actually about one Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What we got?
So you know, at the King of the Ring 1996, he won. Austin's 316 was born. But in the first match for him that night, he got busted in the mouth. Can you tell me the person that busted him in the mouth?
Oh fuck! Yeah. So it wasn't Jake the Snake. You said the first match.
It wasn't Jake the Snake.
Oh, I actually don't know that. Shit, the only person I could think of who would bust him in the mouth was probably somebody in the Hart Foundation. So, on Hart?
No, no. But yeah, he was really kind of a wild man.
Mark Merrill?
Yeah, it was Mark Merrill.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
I forgot all about him.
Yeah. I forgot what he did. He kicked him or probably punched him. You know, he was a boxer.
And then Stone Cold ended with Sable. But then Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. And then Brock Lesnar cheated on him with the, you know what? Never mind.
Hold up. Nah, I gotta defend him again. We don't know if Sable was part of that. She probably was like, if Vince ain't sent over your gift yet. And like, so we don't know. I didn't look into it. So if Sable was putting her in a power bomb too while Brock Lesnar waiting to do an RK of his own.
Oh, no, no.
I don't know.
She power bombing and Brock called the shooting star press.
If that happened, that's crossing the line. But if they just answered the door and said, come on in, then okay.
Oh, you think Sable still got her whip from her attitude ever did?
Would you be surprised she didn't?
probably why Brock stuck with her. She probably came out with the handprints on the titties.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she probably did it for a girl, too. But let's leave it alone.
Next question, please.
This is all satire. Jokes. You know. Y'all watching it with. But no, the Rock trivia got no views. Like,
None.
Been on there for 2 days, man. So I saying an offensive joke all of a sudden, like, oh, we got 5 views now? Fuck out of here.
Probably give us recognition. Put it on.
I'm about to say, people probably respect these jokes, man.
Free Vince.
Hey, look, once he convicted, then okay. Yeah. Now we got to really just focus the jokes on. The jokes don't stop, so we're going to just focus on Vince.
I mean, let's be real. Whatever they say he did, he probably did that shit too.
Facts. We've been saying shit about that, about Vince. I'm just defending Brock Lesnar because all I heard was him accepting the bra. I get it. It's a woman, but like, yeah.
Who not taking the bra from Vince McMahon?
I'm sitting there like, this is the cop that's taking $20 to get you out the seat, like, you know, get you out the seatbelt ticket. He's like, all right, you got $20, you know, that's a joint in the car. Let me get that too. All right, get the fuck up out of here before I change my mind.
We all watch the Batman movie. It'd be a cop, mom dying, and take an extra $200,000 from the Penguin just to look the other way. And it's like, It's wrong, but I'm doing this for my mother, you know?
I'm only defending Brock Lesnar as far as I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Look, and he answered the door, you know? We gotta see what the door.
Yeah.
We didn't sign the contract yet. Yeah. So you sent somebody to help me sign the contract.
And it would be wrong to turn down any perks.
They say that's rude.
Within a negotiation. Like, it's negotiation tactic.
They say that's rude.
You know, maybe we'll get lucky when we will negotiate with whoever we gonna negotiate with. I say maybe we'll get lucky whenever we will negotiate with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, now I know not to. If she says she sent from Vince McMahon, I'm like, oh no, oh no.
Well, I might still.
I don't want to be erased. So you come back later, off the clock, young lady.
I'm gonna be like, I gotta become somebody first to be erased today.
Yeah. You come back off the clock, and I need agreements. All right. We keep joking with this shit. Like, move. Let's move.
Number three. Who was the 2000 King of the Ring?
I'm down to three choices. Damn, four. I'm just naming the people in that era I remember. Stone Cold was 98.
96.
Okay, so Billy Gunn was 90.
98.
Okay, 99, okay. Ed somewhere in the
2000.
Brock Lesnar somewhere, huh?
2001 was Edge.
Brock Lesnar somewhere in there.
2002.
Fuck. So Bret Hart was 95, I think.
93.
All right, damn. Okay. Owen Hart was 97.
95.
All right. We rolling. Who else won the award? Booker T was way in the, he way down there, right?
2006.
All right. So we like damn near there if you think about where we're going with this.
We so close, but yet so far away.
Let me see. Sheamus, that's even later. I'm trying to rewind. So
that might have been like 2 years ago.
Owen Hart. Who won before? Was it Kurt Angle?
Kurt Angle.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. So, question number four. Bret Hart won his first singles title at SummerSlam 9-1, won the IC belt. Who did he beat?
Mr. Perfect.
Somehow, some way, reversed the move, turned it into the sharpshooter.
That was the kick out the Perfectplex, right?
Yeah, the first time somebody. Yeah.
So your brother fucked that up for me. He talked about 2 years strong. He talked about that match heavily. Ooh. So I remember that.
Who?
Your brother.
Oh yeah.
The first person to kick out the Perfectplex. Yeah. Yeah. So I realized Russell was fake. Like, goddamn, for real?
Yeah. That he has this thing that at the Survivor Series 1990, Ultimate Warrior teamed up with the Royal Warriors and Kevin Von Erich, the modern day warrior. And on his tights, he had the one true warrior. And my brother hates that. Like, I could call him up right now. He'll be like, man, fuck the Ultimate Warrior for wearing that shit like that. He wasn't the one true warrior and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
it's not that serious, bro.
it's a work, brother. It's a work.
That's how to get you, brother.
He fucking hate that shit. So, all right. Are you familiar with Mr. Charles Wright? Also known as...
No, how we spell Wright?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
No.
He's the
it didn't matter how you spelled it. I don't know it.
He's the Godfather, Papa Shango, comma, all that.
Okay.
You know he's played many of characters.
Like the Goodfather.
Been in a few stables. Can you tell me how many stables he's been in?
No, I can tell you two. $1 Million Corporation. I just found that out.
Yeah.
Nation of Domination.
Right, one more. Come on, you know this one.
Oh,
more.
Shit. Write the censor.
That is right there.
Oh, damn. I thought he was in something between that. Like, he wasn't part of none with his Papa Shango?
Nah, he just was walking around fucking with people.
Oh, okay. See, I thought he was something with Papa Shango. But, Hundra?
Got the character changed, the comma. And he was with the $1 Million Corporation.
And I just found that out because I seen a YouTube clip or some shit where he talked about, and he said he was common and they said something about $1 Million Corporation. I didn't even know he was part of that. He don't even fit.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like the first MMA fighter type person in wrestling, even though he wasn't really, he just was like a bodyguard in real life.
Yeah, and that hell could fuck his character up on common. Nobody could take that serious.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, you saying that, but You ain't sitting at the barber getting that as no tough guy, dog. Like, come on.
80s, maybe 91, 92, you could have got away with it. But like 95, 96.
Yeah, man. Like, cut that off, twist that up. Like, no, nobody taking that serious, bro.
Just do like the Wayne brothers. Just get that shit twisted. It'd be like a dreadlock flat top.
Yeah, even a bandana. With nobody, like, I'm like, yeah. His best thing was switching from that comma shit.
All right. So... next, I got, what year did Ultimate Warrior retire Macho Man?
I'm down to 2 years.
It was at WrestleMania 7.
I'm not about to backtrack everything, so I'm down to 2 years. And I'm just making it up to 93 or 96.
No.
All right. All right, so let me see. And you know what? I'm not good with years when it comes to WrestleMania.
96, Macho Man was already in WCW. Warrior was back in WWF. In 93, Warrior was fired, and Macho Man was just announcing.
So this happened before all that?
Huh?
This happened before all that?
This happened before all that.
Nah, you got me. Because I don't feel like going back. Because I can't match WrestleMania with years. Like,
this led up until...
Was, okay, hold on. I think, let me make one more guess. 10 was 93, if I'm right. I might be wrong. 10 was 93, so I mean 9 was 92.
No, 8 was 92.
All right, so WrestleMania, no, 6 was... So 5? WrestleMania 5?
Nah, it was at WrestleMania 7.
You did say that. 1990, what? 1?
91.
Yeah.
The other hint was going to be this led him to getting back with Elizabeth and them about to get married and all that.
I never knew the year. I never will know the year.
I'm
never good with years when it comes to that. That's why I'm not good with Royal Rumbles, because I'm not familiar with years. Like WrestleMania, I could be like, what year the WrestleMania is.
All right.
I ain't that type of historian.
So this is about, the next question is about Cody Rhodes' father. I don't know if you ever heard of his dad.
Somebody mentioned him before. Like, I think almost everybody.
I've never heard him mentioned before ever on wrestling.
I think if we're talking about the same guy, I think he gets mentioned every week, and he's been dead for like a while.
About 9 years.
Yeah, but he still gets mentioned, which is a good thing, but it's also like we get it thing too.
Kind of oversaturated, but we get it. Everybody in NXT worked with my dad. Everybody.
Exactly. Right. Like, he was the cool teacher in school, you know. Okay. Like,
you look just like your daddy. Yeah, I'm not, that's why I got the blonde hair. Dumbass.
Like, oh, Cody Rhodes. Your daddy taught me how to talk. Like, oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised son turned heel after that.
So, we all know Dusty Rhodes had a brief stint in the WWF. You were polka dots, baby. Do you remember the black woman that used to come out with him? And can you tell me her name?
It was something stupid, I think. I don't think it was a real name, or was it? Damn. I was in the middle of that. I was about to say it was a stupid name, then I was about to say it probably was a normal name too. But it's probably like an old name too.
It's like, more of a stripper name.
Cinnamon.
No.
Damn, I said that with confidence too. Yeah, you're right, it was the 80s. Ginger.
That's the no. I mean,
so we is it a little racist? We talking brown sugar? Is it brown sugar?
Emerald, but think more of a black woman name.
Wait, what was the first thing you said?
I was about to say you in the same neighborhood with the names and shit, but think of a mid-70s like Dolomite type chick name. Like it's like I'm trying to describe it.
Cream sherry?
Huh?
Cream sherry?
No.
Hot cocoa.
No, but you it's like some in that area.
Coffee?
No.
I ain't getting this one. I don't know. I never knew she was. I knew she had Yeah, I ain't know shit about her.
Sweet Sapphire.
Oh, fuck no, I got that. My next guess was like Dynamite Woman or some stupid shit like that. Like, yeah, fuck no, man. That'd have been an L for me. I was about to get to real to the I about to get to the real racist names.
Fox and Cleopatra.
Yeah, man. Ham hock, baby. I want to just, woo, yeah.
Coconut shorty. All right.
So, Sugar Mama from Soul Food. Like, yeah. But my bad. I can go all day on that.
So my next question is about Chris Jericho. I don't know if you know this or not, but he was the first ever undisputed champion.
I heard about that. Okay.
Can you tell? And we know who he beat. We know who he beat that night.
All right, I got this down.
Can you tell me the pay-per-view that it went down at?
Without the year?
It was 2001.
Vengeance.
Correct the one, though.
Jericho-holic, man.
All right.
Jerry Juice right now. I don't know that sound. I hate the fact you can't talk free no more.
Just say a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah, here you go. Sipping on a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of that. We smoking on that Le Champion.
Yeah, Le Champion.
All right. The next question is about your boy, Lex Luger.
Mr. Blouse himself, you hear me?
Prior to him wearing the blouse and looking for said big boys, he was in the WWF.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a tag team. Can you tell me his tag team partner? I remember. And for extra credit, can you tell me their tag team name?
It was British Bulldog.
All right.
And it was United Nations?
Close. Allied Powers.
Okay, if that's close.
It's all about coming together, you know.
My next guess would be United Front. So I mean, I appreciate you giving that to me. I'd have been throwing all kind of national shit now, like she stopped Donald Trump. Were they on that type of time back then? Like,
oh my god! All right. Second to last question. It's about the GOAT, Bret the Hitman Hart. Who did he defend the WWF Championship at Survivor Series 1992 against?
1992. That was the British Bulldog one?
No. That was SummerSlam 92. He won the world belt after he lost against Bulldog.
He defended the belt?
I think this was like his first pay-per-view defense.
The only person I could think of would be Owen.
Nah, this is before Owen.
Damn.
And Owen.
His first pay-per-view defense?
Yeah.
Diesel?
Diesel won that, yeah. He's still Vinny Vegas.
Boy, this is way back in the gap, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, I know you didn't beat Hogan. I know that's not one thing I do know that it wasn't Hogan. Oh no, brother. Nobody's gonna believe that little guy beats me, brother.
That piece of shit, brother. He even went pink.
Man. I don't think I'm gonna get this one. I don't got no guesses.
All right. Can you give up?
Yeah.
It was your boy. HB Shizzle.
Yeah. Oh, this was the block pants. This wasn't the heartbreak pants.
I think he was still with Sherry.
I think those pants didn't have they probably had it on the back, but it wasn't all over the tights. It was just like blops or some stupid shit on the tights. This is mullet Shawn Michaels, huh?
Yeah, this is mullet Shawn Michaels, all chubby. And like I said, he was Sherry. I'm watching a 2K simulation. That dude weighing 2038 with Victor Wembanyama. That's crazy. But nice segue into that last question, because it is about your boy, HB Shizzle.
Okay.
One-time tag team champion. He even won the tag titles twice with one person. But can you name me all four of his tag partners that he won the championship with?
Easy, bro. It's Shawn Michaels we're talking about. So he won it with Stone Cold. One. He won it with John Cena.
Two.
He won it with Diesel.
Three.
Oh shit! Hold up. Damn, I got too cocky. Let me see. Oh, Triple H.
That is right there. I figured you were gonna hit it.
Yeah. I went too fast. I'm like, I skipped over somebody, but not Dex. Yeah, I got it.
Right, you know, I mean, I knew you had some knowledge up there in there.
But yeah, you had some easy ones in there. You had some easy ones in there.
You know what? I thought some of these was gonna be troubling for you. So you did.
But you, some of your toughest questions was about my favorites. So I was like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah, I didn't think you was gonna get the one about golf or the.
I feel hey, you. It's crazy because I saw a clip. I wouldn't have got the $1 million corporation thing one for that clip.
I really didn't think you was gonna get the one about Jericho. I just remember I was like, I think he gonna know it was in 2001.
I don't know how I remember that was that pay per view, dog. I think I went back to watch how it happened because I was like, how did he beat both of them in the same night? And I realized it was a vengeance.
And I damn sure didn't think you was going to get that Lex Luger one.
Wait, what's Lex Luger one?
The one about who he teamed up with.
Oh, yeah. I was stumped at first, but then I thought about it.
I was like, you know, like Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, some shit.
Let's see. So we want to rank them, or you want to just go straight to the list? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's play rank them. So shout out to the entrance rank them that you know y'all could watch. It's on YouTube. It's actually pretty entertaining. You know, y'all can rank the entrance too. Put it in the comments. But. Blizzy ain't in his feelings. I wrote down another one. I thought it was gonna be fun. I thought it was gonna be interesting. I thought it was gonna be gangster. So I wrote down three finishes. It's the finisher edition of Rank'em. Three finishes. Of course, they're gonna have some type of similar thing going on. Keem gonna rank them. I'm gonna agree or disagree. You ready?
Yep.
First one gonna be the most popular finisher. I guess ever in my book, the RKO versus the Stunner versus the Diamond Cutter. Rank them.
So, the Stunner. I might go Stunner number three.
Oh, damn.
Diamond Cutter number two because I'm going to give it to Horton because the whole RKO out of nowhere, but DDP will pull that motherfucker off literally out of like he'll have you on his shoulder and then he turn that bitch into a diamond cutter. I just seen DDP throw you into the ropes, run across the other side and come flying with the diamond cutter. He done put you on the second rope and grabbed you with the diamond cutter. Like he was finding ways to hit you with the diamond cutter. And it might not have been as popular or as big as Orton, but I think maybe on that WWF stage, it might have, like he thought, like you could go back and watch Nitro and watch the old DDP
match. You're trying to make a case to put Diamond Cutter number one.
I'm trying to talk myself up until
stand on it, bro. Come on, man, stand on it. Only a couple people gonna watch it. Stand on it.
The Orton, you know, the Orton RKO, especially when he was young, he used to get up with the one arm and get you. And now he known for just out of nowhere with it. But DDP was really, you know what, I'm going DDP number one because he had to innovate ways to put you in the diamond cutter. Like, he literally was just coming out. Like, Orton, you know, Orton gonna catch you. I don't know if you clothesline and miss, bam, RKO. If you're doing a slingshot out the ropes, RKO. You coming out the top rope, he gonna catch you mid out, RKO. Maybe somebody throw you up in the air, or he might throw you up in the air. But DDP will be like, he'll have you upside down in the tombstone and then turn into a diamond cutter.
All right, official ranking.
So I'm going Diamond Cutter. You know what? Diamond Cutter, Stone Cold Stunner, then RKO.
Oh, wow. Man. No way. We disagree totally then. Because I'm going RKO number one. It's too beautiful of a finisher. Pause. I don't know if that sounds crazy, but Orton got put a finesse to it to where I'm like, yeah, I could rock with that. Same with Stone Cold, man. I guess the shock factor of the Stone Cold Stunner, when it's done right, it's like, damn. The Diamond Cutter, it was like, for me, it was cool. It was like, all right, that's damn. I see how he did that. You know, I'm like, that was cool. But yeah, for me, I'd probably go RKO, Stone Cold Stunner, then Diamond Cutter. They all gangster, but
I was about to, like, you remember some of them Diamond Cut, like, dude, that had you in the Boston Crab. And then he turned.
I remember, but the impact then smacked like the Stone Cold Stunner RKO for me. So that's why. Like, he'll get it out of nowhere, like, dude, I do a superplex and all of a sudden it turns to a Diamond Cutter. I get it. But
dude, don't really catch you by surprise nowadays.
Huh?
I said, do the RKO catch you by surprise?
I'm not going by nowadays, though, man. I'm going by just iconicness. Like I remember, like some of the best RKOs. Jeff Hardy doing the reversal, the Undertaker choke slam, Carlito. You know, like, yeah, I'm just going by
Islands.
And then that's the special ones. Like the regular ones still slap. The Shawn Michaels, the RVDs, you know what I'm saying? Like,
did you hear about Jeff Hardy getting knocked out the ring?
No.
I mean, they said it was like a botch, but I was like, you know, Wild Out Wednesday. You know,
it probably had one on the house, that's all, you know.
You know how we all get a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Crazy. But he was knocked the fuck out of the ring. I don't mean to laugh.
Speaking of Jeff, let's just make a positive note of Jeff and put him in the next one. Jeff Swanton Bomb versus Neville's Red Arrow versus Macho Man's Elbow.
You know what? I'm looking at Neville's Red Arrow because I'm not familiar with that move.
It's a corkscrew backflip, some shit like that.
I'm looking at it right now.
All
right,
why are you doing that then? I'm gonna go with Neville's Red Arrow first. I think that move. I think he made that move look gangster. Like, I can't lie to you. Especially if not too many people could do it. It's like, that's literally his move, except a cruiserweight, man. I don't know. It looked the best. Then I'm going with Jeff Swanton, because, huh?
I thought Seth Rollins did a move like that.
Oh, the backflip, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he do. Man, never do a fire. Fuck that. Yeah, like, Seth Rollins don't even do it as a finisher, so I ain't counting that one. That's why I put the name in front of it so it could be more, you know, specific. Jeff Hardy, Swanton, I think that's one of the best top rope finishes of all time. So that's going to be my number two. Macho Man, Elbow number three, even though it's probably the best finisher, but everybody else got a certain finesse to it. So I put Macho Man number three.
Yeah, Macho Man don't even have the best elbow.
Who you got?
I was saying elbow.
Okay, all right. I ain't mad. So I guess Macho Man number three on your book.
Macho Man three, the Red Arrow. I'm the Swanton number two, the Red Arrow number one.
All right. So speaking of top rope moves, you notice I didn't include one in there, right?
What?
Which one you think missing? I had it in there at first and I took it out because it can have a category on its own.
Shooting star press?
Nah, I don't know three people who do that.
Or the moonsault?
Nah, that's not even the finisher to me. The frog splash.
Oh yeah, the frog splash.
So you already know what we're doing here.
RVD's number one.
RVD versus Eddie versus Seth. And yes, I put Seth in there because pay attention to his frog splash. It's something to talk about. Who we going with? Rank him.
He said RVD versus who?
Eddie Guerrero and Seth Rollins.
What about Montez Ford?
Damn. Who you taking out? Because I'm going to be honest with you. We can start it up now. RVD would be my number one. Seth Rollins is going to be my number two. So if you cool taking Eddie Guerrero off, I put Montez at number two and Eddie Guerrero at number three. I mean, and Seth Rollins at number three.
Let me look at, I don't know, Seth done a frog splash.
Oh, it's frog splash gangster. I like this.
I'm about to see now.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I check his out. Like, no disrespect to Eddie. Eddie made it iconic, and you know, he was good at executing it, but Rob Van Dam shit clearly was way better. And you're right, Montez Ford. Like, the elevation he get on his, I could actually put his at number two if we taking Eddie's off, no disrespect. And then, like I said, I like Seth Rollins better, so I put Seth Rollins at number three.
And my bad. Seth Rollins do the Phoenix Splash. They ain't the Red Arrow. It look like it, but yeah, man. I'm a Eddie. You know how everybody love Eddie, but
you like Eddie or Seth better?
I'm going with Seth.
You see that shit, huh? But I think Eddie just inspired it. So no disrespect.
I'm going with RVD, Seth. And Montez just jump high in the air, like Seth and RVD going across the ring.
And he turned in mid-air too.
Like, especially RVD. RVD literally turned mid-air. That shit crazy. Like, I gotta go RVD. RVD, Seth, and Montez. All
right. So, three different finishes. Let's stick to that. This is one of my favorites. Bobby Lashley, Rhino, or Goldberg? Rank the finishes. Rank the spears. The spears. They all got the gore, the spear, and Bobby Lashley spear. So rank the finishes. Rank the spears. Whatever.
Gore number one. Goldberg number two. And Bobby Lashley is number three.
Damn, man. I agree, Bobby Lashley three.
I take Edge over Bobby Lashley.
I wouldn't. I don't like Edge shit.
I just don't like Edge.
Like, I take Roman Reigns shit over Edge.
Yeah.
I take Bryan Breaker shit over both of them.
And Roman shit usually got to be set up by Solo with the black hoodie.
I agree with you. I'll go with Rhino first, even though I really fuck with Goldberg shit.
But yeah,
Goldberg. I mean, Rhino used to look like he about to fucking break his own neck doing that shit.
Goldberg ain't have Julie Styles. Oh!
Yeah, I agree with you. Goldberg, so. Out of those three best spears, Rhino, Goldberg, Bobby Lashley. All right, last one before we get to the final topic. Over-the-shoulder finishes. F5, FU, and GTS. Rank them.
GTS last.
Okay.
FU second.
Okay.
F5, number one.
Yeah, I can fuck with F5 first.
Like the F5 really look like it'll fuck you up.
So I'm gonna agree with everything you said and ranking. F5 look like it does the most damage and it looked the best. FU is probably the second best, and you know, I don't know. I think it's a finisher that you can use. GTS look like you just block by putting your hand in your face. And that's why I would put that last. But it was all over the shoulder finishes. So yeah, F5, FU, GTS. Attitude adjustment for people who new to wrestling. That's what the FU is. But the FU is way better than the attitude adjustment. A little more oomph behind it. Y'all get it.
First I go with, could I do this move on my kid? Like, I can hit my baby with a million FUs, attitude adjustments. I ain't doing that F5, because I'm like, you know what?
Nah, I might fuck you up, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, yeah. And then my baby light, and I don't know my own strength sometimes, so I be to throw it to the wall.
God damn.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Main topic before we get out of here. So last week we did the Royal Rumble winners and WrestleMania losers. We ranked them 1 through 10. So it's like, all right, we gotta do the winners and the winners. So now we're doing, and I guess you could say it's a shot at the Cody Rhodes. You can make yourself on this list, bro. You could be in the top 10 of winners and winners. So the top 10 Royal Rumble winners and went on to win WrestleMania. So let me give you shout outs first. Yokozuna.
Right.
Brett. No. He in the top 10.
First person to win the Royal Rumble and get that. That was the first year they did the WrestleMania, Royal Rumble winner going to WrestleMania.
Damn, dog. Like, just relax. I got you, bro.
Oh, my bad.
I got you, bro. Wait, Yokozuna was the first one to do it.
Yeah. That was the first.
So Yokozuna, Triple H, Sheamus, John Cena, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins. Those are the ones who didn't make the list because it was kind of okay. Yeah, y'all won, but you know, wasn't all that exciting. You know? So, all right, my top 10 winners and winners. You won the Royal Rumble. You won WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre, number 10. It wasn't in front of fans. It was stupid obvious. Like, we knew he was going to beat Brock Lesnar. It was all set up since the Royal Rumble. And honestly, yeah, I get why he mad. Like, man, what the fuck, man? Like, that shit was cool. You know, fireworks and everything. But, man, my people wasn't there. Nobody. People weren't cheering. It was on monitors clapping and shit like that, man. Nah, man, let's run that back. I'm not mad at Drew McIntyre for doing that. So
we don't even know if the fans was really fucking with it.
They probably was chilling, you know.
Like, it was cool that he eliminated Brock, because that was like, who the fuck saw that coming?
Yeah, but
we don't know. They probably would have been booing it.
Number 9. Stone Cold Steve Austin in 2001, winning and beating The Rock at WrestleMania 17. That is number 9. Because if I'm being real true, the most iconic part about this was the whole heel turn and shaking hands with Vince. I mean, people like 17. People think 17 the best one. I don't think 17 the best one. I think 19 is. But whatever. Everybody got their own opinion. Yeah, that's it. I got them at number 9.
Yeah, I personally like 15, but I've grown to like 19 more. I fuck 17. 17.
He didn't get the main event at 15.
Oh, yeah.
It was something else happened. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, he didn't even win the Royal Rumble. I'm tripping that year. Like, Vince won it. I'm tripping.
All right. Number 8. Undertaker. WrestleMania 23? Yeah, when he beat Batista. That was his first time even doing some shit like that. Winning the Royal Rumble and winning WrestleMania, you would think like he'll always be a big time player in the Royal Rumble. And you know, I guess he got the WrestleMania streak going on with him, but again, I guess it was a big moment for him, so shout out to Undertaker on that one.
That was his first title match. Since I think it was 10 years prior, yeah, 97 WrestleMania 13, he beats it for the belt.
Maybe that's what made it so iconic. But I remember it being such a big deal. And then but that Batista match was pretty good. So
it was.
Shout out to Undertaker. And plus, that Royal Rumble was the one with Shawn Michaels, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, I should have ranked this higher. But they got better moments. They got better moments. Like number seven, one of the greatest triple threat matches of all time. One of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time. But I can't lie to you, I forgot he won the Royal Rumble. Chris Benoit. I forgot he won the Royal Rumble, honestly. I think I remember him winning one, but his Royal Rumble moment wasn't that crazy, I think.
The fact that you forgot he won the Royal Rumble, that's the goal. That's the goal, pal. Forget everything.
Triple Yo, speaking of that, I seen a meme. It was, Big Show versus Big Show and Brock Lesnar versus Chris Benoit and who was it? Who else was it? And it said the night Big Show main event SmackDown all by himself. Oh, it was Chris. Okay, it was doing Brock Lesnar versus John Cena and Chris Benoit. So of course they try to raise Chris Benoit and they trying to raise Brock Lesnar. You can't see John Cena, so they said the night Big Show main event SmackDown by himself. Shout out to the meme. That shit was funny.
Man. God bless the internet.
Yeah, I need to start reposting those memes, man. The memes be fire. But I be looking at that shit on the way to work. Don't text and drive, y'all. Anyway, number six. Yo boy, Bret Hart.
All
right. It was only right because it was a new generation, man. That's like that cartoony, bulky shit over with. And Bret Hart pretty much started that. Was this the British Bulldog one? Royal Rumble?
94?
Yeah, it was 94. That was the Lex Luger one?
Yeah, that's when him and Luger tied.
Yeah, and Lex Luger stupid ass. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, he was number three last week. Yeah, that. Lex Luger won the shit too and fucking lost the first match. So Bret Hart, you get love for that. Because Lex Luger, dumbass, didn't get the job done. So yeah, shout out to Bret Hart. Number six. Number five. David Bautista. This is how it's done.
Five.
I don't know what Triple H was smoking on for WrestleMania 25 with Orton. But the way you did it with Batista was the way to get it done. You were supposed to put over the guy. Like, Batista was the lackey, the muscle, the dumb-headed dude. And then, like, he hear people talking behind his back, whoop-de-woo. And then all of a sudden overcame one at WrestleMania. It made Batista the guy.
That's the whole setup. Triple H is like, you know how much it costs to put them stupid-ass JBL horns on the limousine? So he could think it was JBL. And Ric Flair was like, oh, that's why they call you the Cerebral Assassin.
I don't understand. Like, the Orton in WrestleMania 25, number two on my list. It was number two because it was like, that's not the decision that was supposed to happen. But if he did it right in 2005, I guess 4 years later, Triple H was like, man, fuck that. I need to get some wins under my fucking belt, man.
You know, once Orton broke away, eventually Batista was going to break away.
Number four, another person who was destined to win because he's the guy. I know he's supposed to be getting erased or he's already erased, but Brock Lesnar. I mean, you could erase him out of history books and shit like that, but we still remember him. Y'all ain't about the Men in Black Flash us, so yeah. So
he didn't kill nobody.
Dog, he answered the fucking door, man. Like, hello, who is it? Hey, Vince sent me. Well, come on in for some coffee. We don't know if that happened. That's probably happened. Like, well, nope. Since his name on the documents, his name ain't even on the documents. They probably somebody who a UFC champion who just low key NXT UFC world champion. But we don't get into that. Brock Lesnar number four, WrestleMania 19, he beat Kurt Angle. We knew it was coming, crowning of a new era, kind of. It was kind of the crowning of a new king in the ruthless aggression era, pretty much. So if you want to use that, I know John Cena is a face, but I think that was SmackDown side, and John Cena was the Wait, WrestleMania 19. John Cena wasn't around then.
Well, he was around.
But Triple H was the champion then. So John Cena was on SmackDown still. So I guess a new face of SmackDown. So yeah, shout out to Brock Lesnar, number four. Number three, Rey Mysterio. I guess it was only right. Like if you want to give it some type of words or titles, it was only right. He let's keep it funky. He won it for Eddie. We don't gotta bullshit that.
I was on that shit with Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, he capitalized off of Eddie debt. I mean, I don't know if he capitalized, but shit, you know. You get it? Vince McMahon said, shit, we can bank off this, man. Latinos gonna fuck with this, you know. You win the Royal Rumble, then you do a triple threat match with two of the best wrestlers ever, especially right now. Like, and even you one of the best wrestlers of all time? Like, oh, that's an easy match.
That build-up was fire with Orton taking Rey Mysterio WrestleMania spot and then telling on like, player, 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 holla, holla, holla. You got cheated, player. So I'm going to add you to that match. It's going to be a three-way dance, player. And then one of y'all going to go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
Ted didn't have to talk like that, dog. That's when you know, like, Vince found some sick shit funny. Like, I watched Ted. I heard Ted Long on podcast. He don't say fucking player that much, dog. Like,
hey, I was just waiting for the dynamite.
Hey, Vince must have been like, can you blacken it up a little bit? Don't y'all see player a lot? Ted Long went out there and did it. Oh man, come on, bro.
Y'all see in the hood. One-on-one with the Undertaker player. Oh my God. Making a tag match.
Number two. Stone Cold makes his second appearance on this list because the Stone Cold era has begun. I mean, it was only right. Like playing Monday Night Quarterback or looking in hindsight. It was the right call. Stone Cold was the hottest thing going, and Shawn Michaels the highest thing going. So, you know, he had to get rid of one and put the other one in the crown. Oh, Shawn Michaels, like, if we keep him real, WWE was struggling with his numbers, and he was having a hard time holding down the company. He said it himself. So, yeah, get a company to Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was the right choice. It was a cool WrestleMania match. I ain't gonna say it was bad. It was like, you know, I'm gonna say it was like a classic, but
I give it the respect just because of now I know Shawn Michaels was in all that pain. He did a lot of shit. Like other than that, it was a mere match. But
man, yeah, and it, honestly, I just hold Shawn Michaels to a different stand. Like he was hurt. Fuck it. Okay, well, that wasn't one of your greatest matches. Then it is what it is. Like you got so many others. It's like I ain't tripping. That's not a classic. And honestly, it's more about. Dog, my number one, number two, pretty much about the moment. That moment solidified the attitude era in the transition of wrestling. So
that's why,
why I put that number two.
Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold is the beginning of the Stone Cold / Attitude era.
Yeah,
Tyson, and then we knew Shawn Michaels was in a shitload of pain dealing with that match. Like,
and then the next week, the D-Generation X era, the next day, the D-Generation X era by Love came about. It was such a big moment in wrestling, you know. So that's number two. You want to take a guess what I put number one?
Number one. Let me see.
This also, put it this way, I'm going to give you a hint. This one also has an iconic quote at WrestleMania.
The boyhood dream has come true.
So
I figured a Blizzard Blaze list with WrestleMania had to be Shawn Michaels at number one.
Well, to be fair, he was number nine last week, and that helped him out to be number one this week because he was the first person to fail and bounce back like a big dog. He lost to Diesel at 11. Won the Royal Rumble the next year, and then beat Brett at 12. Like, before the Austin era began, you had the boyhood dream come true. And honestly, that was a wrestling boyhood dream. He pretty much, I mean, Bret Hart did it first and Yokozuna did it first too, but I guess it was, you know, the whole come up. I lost at WrestleMania last year. I got to do it again. And then he finally did it. And that was his first time winning. And it's, to me, one of the most iconic things that happened at WrestleMania. I mean, of course, you got Undertaker getting his ass bust. I say iconic too, but, you know, boyhood dream has come true. Again, not a good match. That match is long as fuck with one pin. But, hey, one of the greatest fucking moments in wrestling history. Yeah. So, yeah, Shawn Michaels, my number one spot, a Royal Rumble winner and WrestleMania winner.
You got him coming down with the zip line and all this. Yeah.
All iconic moments, man. Again, don't watch the match. I'm definitely not recommending that match. I wouldn't even recommend the fucking highlight package of that match.
Even that AEW New Japan style type, like, don't watch that match. Because it's not as fast-paced.
Hey, if you're a wrestling fan now, don't watch that match. That match is long and dry. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not as fast-paced as you think it is.
If you want an Iron Man match, watch any other one. Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar probably the best one, but watch some other ones.
Watch that 30-minute Iron Man match with Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels.
There you go. Better options. But if you want to watch an iconic moment, just watch Sudden Death WrestleMania 12. Boom. Yeah. And there you go. One kick, 1, 2, 3. Boyhood dream has come true. Now you're going to see what Blizzy Blaze talking about.
But if you're going to watch WrestleMania 12, just watch Roddy Piper and Goldust. Because apparently Cody Rhodes got a brother.
Wasn't that Diesel and Undertaker?
Diesel and Undertaker. So I'm the Ultimate Warrior and Triple H.
Was it Vader and Yokozuna?
I think it was at like the Free Fall.
Oh, I'm about to say that Vader and Yokozuna's on this card, man. We sleeping on this card. It's called iconic.
you know, I think Vader might have broke Yokozuna's leg by then.
I know. I thought they happened at WrestleMania. I guess it did.
I think it happened at like a Raw.
That's when I thought wrestling was real, boy. I saw that leg bend. I'm like, oh, it's over for him. He'll never wrestle again. But that's all I got. That's the end of the countdown, man. Shout out to Shawn Michaels. He's number one.
All right.
If y'all disagree, y'all think, oh, Blizzy Blaze, you full of shit. You just an HBK fanatic. Well, hit us up. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship _ Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Championship Ringside at gmail.com.
I've got the TikTok, YouTube, Championship Ringside Wrestling, CR Wrestling, one of the two. Y'all just look for us. We there. Don't act like you can't find us. We there. YouTube, start pushing us out. We there. And then we got the video gaming channel.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. We on that, trying to flip it on that WWE 2K, as you can see. Got the Hitman up there. Amazing match.
4 stars. I'm not surprised. He was always lacking a little something.
I mean, I was fighting Edge, so, you know, you gotta take a star away for sleaziness, you know?
I understand.
But yeah, we on that 2K, waiting on 2K24 to drop. Get at me. Eventually, I'm going to finish the story with Cody. But it's just fun whooping Cody ass with like Solo and then Jimmy Uso. But yeah, like I said, waiting on 2K24. Then we're going to get the 40 years of WrestleMania cracking. Player?
Unfortunately, we're going to end Undertaker streak. Lame.
Yeah.
But shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to all the wrestling fans. Shout out to WrestleMania, man. Let's get Goldust in there. We already got Cody, so we want Cody. So we got Cody. Now we want Goldust. Get the fuck out, Seth. Start your own show, man. Get tell Cody he not allowed on Raw no more. Just go on Raw. What's today? It's Thursday. Man, yeah. Monday, just go out there and be like, man, Cody, get the fuck. Like just straight up, get the fuck. We don't even want to deal with you no more, man. This is my show. Drew McIntyre, get out here. What's your name? You want to do something with your name? When the Eliminate Chain, I'm going to smack out you at WrestleMania.
And take that stupid ass CM Punk shirt off.
Yeah. It's clearly Photoshopped. That's when everybody, that's how you draw pops right there. People going to pop as soon as you say that. Oh, man. Shout out to shouting out, man. God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart, King. You can send them home.
Hug your wife and kids. In Judgment Day, you need to turn on Damian Priest. And Damian Priest. And R-Truth take down the Judgment Day.
Yeah, I got to see it. I gotta see it. I don't connect with Damian Priest. He in that Karrion Kross bucket with me.
I was gonna go with the Awesome Truth taking him down, but it seemed like they leaning towards Damian Priest fucking with Truth because he the only one like really being nice to him. Even though he's trying to be an asshole to him, he still be like, you know what, Truth, have a seat. But they whooped his ass last week and he got saved by DX. So. You know,
DIY was, you know.
Oh, I listen, R2 said DX, so, you know.
Yeah, look, you had me confused at first, like, wait, DX, nah, ain't no way, Now, with their conditioning, they about to fall out on the way to the ring.
Gargano got way too much hair.
But as soon as they see break it down, all you see is their bones fall apart. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, maybe we shouldn't have done this one.
Tampa do it like Triple H do, with the beard and the bald head.
Fuck around, and he already would be wearing sleeveless vest. You know, Triple H, you know, he trying to be cool. He wear a leather jacket.
Under the leather jacket with the jean vest on top.
All right, man. Wrestling's wrestling, man.